we'll pray for just a few minutes of time. The Lord's laid a little thought on our heart. And I need your prayers.
Oh, yes, brother.
Never got to the place yet where I don't need the prayers of God's people. And so you pray. In the book of St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, in the last verse, verse 50. St. Mark, chapter 9, and verse 50. He said, salt is good, but if the salt have lost its saltness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another.
Praise the Lord.
You may be seated. I was thinking as I studied this, this is recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And I was thinking, you know, if the Lord just told us something one time in the Bible, that's real. It's true. But when he tells us something three times, there must be something there.
Right.
Must be something he wants us to get. And he said here, says salt is good. But if the salt has lost its season, saltness, wherewith will you season it?
Right,
now don't you pray, Lord, help me tonight. Now God gave me this message and I'm going to preach it. And I'm not out to hurt nobody, but I am going to stand on the Word of God and
Amen.
Preach what He said. Someday I'll have to face it. And I've said a lot of times I'm not out to please man. If I could please the Lord, that's good enough. But I will preach some things tonight about the salt. You know, He said salt is good. Salt is good. And, boy, this really hit me. And I thought about this a lot. Then he said, have salt in yourselves.
Right.
In other words, he's telling us to have something there.
Yeah.
I believe that kind of, now listen, when we're saved, we're sealed by the Holy Spirit of God until the day of redemption.
That's right.
But did you know we're not always filled with the Spirit? We're not always filled with it. Salt will do something for you. And I thought about some things that salt will do. First of all, salt will season things. He'll season. Did you ever try, now think about this, if you ever try sitting down and eating a meal that don't have no salt in it, it's just as flat can be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nothing wrong with the food. Nothing wrong with that. But what the problem is, something's left out of it.
Hey,
and I thought about that. And I'm just going to preach what God gave me. I thought about that. And, you know, if we lose our saltness, we're in trouble.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we can preach without it. We can sing without it. We can go through the motion without it. But it'll be just as tasteless as it can be. I've been around a while, and I've seen a few things. And I've seen folks, and you have too, my friend, that get up and preachers and singers and everything, lay members and all, and say a lot of things and not a bit of spirit in it. It's just as useless can be. What they said may be pretty good, but it had no seasoning about it. They just something there that was lacking. And I thought about that a lot of time. And listen, if we ain't careful, as human beings, we'll get to the point sometime we want the approval of man. We will try to please somebody else and all these things. And brother, if we ain't careful, we'll leave out the main important thing. Let me say this, folks. It makes no difference how well we may be able to speak and how well we may be able to do this or that. But, brother, if it ain't seasoned with the Holy Spirit of God, it ain't worth the time that it would take to do it. I'm here to tell you, that's what Jesus is trying to get across here. He said it three times. He said, have salt in yourself. In other words, he said, if salt, if it's lost its saltness, he said, it ain't good for nothing. Let me say this, brother. I don't want to lose my saltness to you. But I thought the days that gone along with God, I thought, oh God, I'd rather hear a man of God get in the pulpit and preach 5 minutes under the anointing as hear some commentator, brother preach for an hour. No spirit about it. Oh, listen, don't lose our salt. We need salt under season what we're doing. Amen. I'm feeling pretty good. Amen. Salt. That's what the Lord said. Salt. We'll season. That's what makes it good. Oh, let me say this. I can't hardly hear much on my right ear. But let me say this. I sit over a lot of time. I couldn't understand what somebody else was saying. I could hear a sound, but I couldn't make it out. But you know what it was? Brother, when the anointing of God got on it, brother, I could see the difference. I say, hallelujah. Brother, for the salt, the seasoning, and if my friend, without that, it's you. Useless. Amen. Not only salt, brother, will season, but salt will preserve.
Yes, sir.
Salt will preserve. In other words, he'll keep. Amen. When I was a kid growing up, and back in those days, people killed their own hogs, you know. And take it to the smokehouse. They would, when it got just right, they would put salt on that, pepper on it, stuff on there, you see. Brother, after a while, that penetrated into that. You go out there 3 months later. Thank God you talk about some good ham. Brother, it was good then. You know what it was. Thank God it was salt that preserved it. I say hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, I was raised up in a time when people had some salt. Thank God about them. It preserved this old time way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Well, I feel like running a while. Amen. Thank God for that salt. Thank God it's preserved down through the years. By them old time songs, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Thank God there's power in the blood. I say hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Salt preserved. Amen. It'll keep. Amen. Brother, let me say this. Whatever it's done with the spilling of the anointing, power of God, he'll keep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Ain't you glad you've got some times in your life when you can look back on it, thank God, and say, surely the Lord was with me there. Hallelujah. Brother, I'm glad for that. Thank God for the salt. Brother, he said, you're the salt of the earth. Ain't that what he said? Amen. I thank, praise God for it. Thank God he'll preserve, but he'll keep down through the years. I say hallelujah, brother, for the old time way.
Yes, sir.
I'm too old to change now. Thank God I ain't about to change. They ain't look for nothing else. But I like them old hymns. I like the old time preaching. Old time praying. Old time praising. Thank God. So it's preserved that. Hallelujah. You know the reason why a lot of folks have gone off? They've lost their saltness.
That's right. You're right.
I know preachers that used to preach under the anointing had some power about them. Now they've gone liberal. A lot of our churches going liberal.
You're right.
You don't have to get out of the Baptist realm to find it. It's right here in Jamestown. Hey, man, I'm not interested in none of that. Thank God I like the old time way. Thank God I've spent a lot of time. Brother, I've never been hard to please when it comes to eating. Whatever my wife fix, I want to eat it. Thank God, listen, I won't leave the table feeling like I've had something to eat. Thank God, listen, when I come to the house of God, I like to leave out. I feel like I've been to the house of God. Hey, man, we need some song. Lord, he's trying to get our attention. We need some power of God. Hallelujah to God. Brother, he'll preserve. Nothing Saul to do, he'll create a thirst. Ain't that right? If you don't believe it, just eat some good salty meat. Next thing you know, you'll be drinking water. I feel like I'm on the right track. Hey, man, listen. Saul, my friend, created thirst. I mean, listen. You saw. Hallelujah. You just want more of it. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad. Thank God that Saul. Listen, I like a feeling, don't you? Thank God, listen. I want Brother Kevin every Sunday morning when he preaches, Sunday night, where it might be. Thank God, I just want to hear more of it. Hallelujah. Never get tired. Thank God about that. He creates a thirst, want more of it.
Thank God.
Liberalism don't do that for you.
Thank God.
That's right.
We're living today. Oh, listen. I sat there. Let's start at church. I sat between two daddies.
Oh, yeah.
Kent Bissett and Kent
Nance.
Kent Nance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, brother Kent looked over at me. Before service started, he said, "Preacher," he said, "I guess you've seen a big change in your time, ain't you?" I said, "You better believe I have."
Oh, yes.
He missed that part about it is, it went for the worse,
right,
not for the better in most places. Right. Yeah. Amen. But I'm glad, thank God, we can heal South Saul in ourselves.
Hey.
I said, "Brother, if everybody else drives up, hey, come listen, I don't have to."
Hey, God.
I don't have to.
Hey.
No doubt in my mind, if you be honest about it, you have seen somebody in your lifetime that you said, "I'd like to be like that person."
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, buddy.
Yep. I'd like to be like that.
Amen.
I'd like to be like that person.
God help
us. You know why they had some songs about it?
Yeah.
I mean, that old dead church member. Hey, man, this you can't smile or nothing. Hey, man, I won't be like that.
No, sir.
They said, "I'm glad." But they said, "It'll be, let us go to the house of the Lord." Brother John, say something down there. Hey, God, they said he's going to give
you. Praise God.
I'm getting over else. I'd like to preach like Kevin Sexton, but I can't. Too old. Amen. Let me say this. I'm not going to be honest about it. Now, they ain't no use sitting here lying to yourselves.
Amen.
Right.
We've all, us preachers, be honest. We've seen preachers, we say, "I like to be a preacher like
yes,
that
sir.
Guy."
Oh, yeah. You better believe it.
Singers.
Yep.
You've seen singers. singers that you said I seen up there.
Yep.
They wasn't dead either, was they?
No, sir.
That's some power about it.
Yep.
That's what it is. Create a thirst. Make somebody else want that.
Hey!
Ain't nobody wants to be knocking dead church members. They know somebody dry. I ain't got to create a thirst. They want somebody else. Have the same thing, thank God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he'll do that.
Yes, sir.
The thing Saul to do, he'll build eyes.
Preacher. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Boy, I've been in some meetings. God, I need that song.
That's right.
He was holding a January song in the library. Eyes over. Oh, the song. You take the eyes and you pour some song on him. He'll melt fast.
Amen.
You get some spirit about you.
Yeah.
Amen. As the power of God move on the scene, he'll melt that, brother.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, God.
Yeah.
I'm so glad these folks. I thought about the days I read this. I thought about an old pastor I had up for a while. He was an old man, lived in the 70s, him and his wife. Boy, you talk about a saint of God, she was. Brother, listen, I've seen many times fish on car meeting night. It'd be kind of cold. Old Sister Kelly, get up. Tears running down her face, and she looked back across the congregation. She called us children. She said, children, since there ain't no way to confess sins in your life, you've got much rougher shout down the valley as you have on the mountain top. Thank God for the meeting of y'all. Thank God you know what she did.
Yeah.
She had the power of God, but it melted the eyes. Hallelujah to God. After a while, the Lord said, how Saul in the cell. Somebody got the power of God. But it ain't about us. Him on the inside.
Yeah.
Oh, let me say this. I done feel tonight what I feel in my heart.
Oh, yes.
But it's on the world.
Amen.
Hey, man, I know I can't preach much. But I've got a feeling about Adam.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling right now.
Yeah.
Somebody said, preacher, it ain't about them. I don't realize that. There must be something about it. He said, you're the salt of the earth. But the salt has lost its saltness. Wherewith shall it be seasoned? He says, good for nothing.
Yeah.
Just be cast out, trodden under the foot of man.
Yeah.
No good. Hey, that telling me without the Spirit, folks, we're just helpless. We can't do it without him. Amen. Oh, listen. Another thing he'll do, another thing about salt, there ain't no substitute for it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You can put everything in the kitchen cupboard in that food other than salt, and it ain't helped it a bit.
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
Ain't no substitute for it.
No,
it's going to be the real thing.
Yeah!
It's going to be the real thing.
Yeah!
It ain't the real thing, folks. Hey, we're in trouble.
You're right.
I mean, we're living in a day when folks program.
God,
You better believe
it.
Right.
Oh, I just love to get together. Just sing your old song and sing.
Yeah, just wait on the Lord.
Just wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
The old time preachers I pull up under, they get up and they just talk around. You think they ain't going to say nothing. They just talk and talk. I heard them say, church, I'm waiting on the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on him. And after a while, power of God called. Brother, listen. Power of God the Father, the old fellas. Brother, they would preach, you know what it was. It was that salt, brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so much
words of the man, but it was the anointing that was under him. I tell this, and I hate to even have that thought in my mind. Went to church one night, and in another church, and this old brother they called on to preach, and out there from Kenny's home to live, he got up, he kind of shabby looking fella, looked like he probably didn't have a dime in his pocket. I thought, Lord, I ain't going to hear nothing here. I ain't going to hear nothing out of this fella. Even an old man, he got up, I'll never forget as long as I live. He had an old southern drawl. He said, I'm going to quote you a scripture. He couldn't say quote, he said quote. I'm going to quote you a scripture. He said, the foundation of the Lord stands sure. And the seal of the Lord goeth in my head. Let everyone that made the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Yep. And brother, in about 5 minutes, I changed my tune about that fellow. I mean, the power of God. I fell out of the old man. Well, he just preached heaven and earth together. You know what it was? In that song. Amen. I say, hallelujah. Yeah. Brother Saul.
Amen.
Amen.
Someday my journey will end. Well, I was thinking the other day, Brother Kevin, it ain't how you start, it's how you finish. I'll be known for a while after I'm gone by how I finished.
Right.
I started well. I won't finish well.
Hey, yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yes, sir, yeah. Brother.
I started depending on the Lord, and I want to finish doing
it. Yeah,
hope I never get to the place I think I can do it myself.
Right, preacher. Amen.
I'm fooling myself on doing that.
That's exactly right.
Yes. I love the Lord tonight.
Yeah, boy.
I ask the question, so how do you know you love the Lord? I'll tell you one reason why I know. I love His people.
Yeah, buddy.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Yeah, buddy.
If you don't love His people, you can't love Him.
That's right.
He said that.
Yes, sir.
If you don't love your brother whom you have seen, how can you love God whom you've not seen?
Right.
Yeah, I love the church.
Amen.
I love the Amazing Grace Church.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's my home church. Ain't shame to it.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. I like what it stands for.
Amen. Me too.
Amen. Amen. Old time way.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd be discredit to Brother Harold if his thing ever changed.
Sure.
Yeah, buddy.
Boy, I've seen old Brother Harold stand a meeting of time. Yeah. Brother, get off on the end of that pulpit about like this. You talk about preaching, put that one foot on the altar. Boy, he let it fly.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen.
Listen, his work is going on.
Hey, thanks God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody sing.